Isn't it time you put out the light, Anne?
I was just saying hello to my books again. I've had a perfectly wonderful summer, but now that the final term is upon me, I feel like studying with might and main.
As long as you don't overdo it.
I'll try not to. Marilla, I want to ask you something. I do really want to be charitable and gracious, and when I'm with you or Miss Stacy, I want it more than ever.
I'm glad to hear it, Anne.
The trouble is, when I'm with Rachel Lynde, I feel desperately wicked, as if I wanted to go and do the very thing she tells me I oughtn't to do. Do you think it's because I'm really bad and unregenerate?
If you are, I guess I am too, Anne. For Rachel Lynde often has that very effect on me. I sometimes think she'd have more of a good influence if she didn't keep nagging people to do right. There should be a special commandment about nagging. But there, I shouldn't talk so. Rachel is a good Christian woman who always means well.
I'm glad you feel the same. Mrs. Lynde doesn't approve of you allowing me to study for Queen's, does she?
Oh, she's old-fashioned about some things, and fortunately for you, it's not her decision. Now get a good night's sleep before you throw yourself into the fray.
Oh, Marilla, what a perfectly marvelous way of putting it.